So tell me, what are the green bins? Mike is listening. Says I'm on the outside of phase one, but I want in. I want to be able to recycle and contribute to being a responsible homeowner. When can he expect it? Or is there a website that he can go to see the expected date? Obviously, to put these out, okay, there's millions of people, and it's not an overnight process.
They could go to our website at www.phoenix.gov. Phoenix.gov/publicworks. I'm sorry, I get it mixed up on occasion. But please go to the website. You could look. Right now, we hit phase two, and phase three is probably coming in the new year.
And how big is a phase? Is that two zip codes? Is that 1,000 homeowners? Is that 20,000 homeowners?
We go by routes.
Okay.
And they're and we're trying to make it as efficient as they can. So it's roughly about 5,000 houses, five to 10 right in there. And we service about 400,000 houses. So it takes some time, just like you said, to cover the entire city.
Now, these are plastic trash bins that go out?
Mm-hmm.
When those extend their life, do you recycle those?
Oh, yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. They do break down. The wheels fall, they crack or whatever, and we use them, and we cut off the part that's not working. So if it's the top part, we create a yard cart. So you can put all your tools and roll it around. We don't get too many of those, but usually it's the bottom that cracked. Cut that off, and we turn that into a home composting unit. And you can buy those for $5 at any of our transfer stations.
And any of your transfer stations, how many are there?
We have two. We have one in the north part where we took the tour at Dixieletta and I-17, and the other at 27th Avenue and Lower Buckeye Road. That's our 27th Avenue facility.
Okay. And those, anyone from the public could just pull in and pick
one up? We ask that you call or visit the website to make sure we have some on hand, because we make them as we get time. And they're basically just, like you said, the bin. It could be blue, green, or tan now, one of the three colors. We don't have too many of the tan ones. They're not breaking just yet. But give them about a 10-year lifespan, and that's when we start to do that.
And that's the city of Phoenix. But anyone mm-hmm. listening, there's another great resource, valleywiderecycling.org.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Recyclevrp.com, isn't it?
Yes.
And that's our site. And that's all the other cities. So you live in Scottsdale.
Mm-hmm.
Rosie, you can go on there, and there's a link. It takes you right to their website and the phone number to call them and get all their information, how they do it there.
Now, anyone living in a municipality probably has some type of recycling option. If you're listening to this in Tucson, they're mm-hmm. they're very conscious about recycling mm-hmm. in that market. Prescott, Flagstaff, Sedona all have their own options. But I live in an unincorporated area. Mm-hmm. I've got a trash service that we pay, and they mm-hmm. come and they pick it up. And I called them, and they still—I made sure before this broadcast,
really,
that they still don't have a recycling option for our area. The company that picks it up, they do offer recycling inside town where they pick up, but not on our outskirts. Are there options other than my 55-gallon steel trash burner that we light up every now and then?
Wow, Romy. Wow. We get a lot of the material from Anthem area, which is unincorporated as well, in the county, and you franchise it out, and you hire a private company. That material comes to us. I know in the northern parts of town and Cave Creek, Carefree, we also get it through the county. So if somebody called me from Maricopa County, which I'm assuming that's the county you live in.
Correct.
That you call them and say, hey, what are my options? What ones are out there? Because I'll have a list for you.
Uh-huh. Call the actual county instead of mm-hmm, the trash mm-hmm, provider. Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
And see if there's some other – there are private firms other than your trash hauler that might come out and pick up the material, because there is some value to it. It's the distance.
Distance and population density. Mm-hmm.
That's
it doesn't make a lot of. You would have to have everyone on board.
Correct. That's Carefree and Cape Creek. They have some drop-off centers up there, so they don't have individual barrels for people. So the material goes into this big blue bin that we get, and then we sort.
All just part of effort to help reduce the one ton per person. We were talking last hour about reducing 10% of water in our homes over the year. Man, reducing 10% of a ton. of trash shouldn't be a very hard challenge.
It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. And it should be a challenge as we go into the new year. Why don't you make it that new resolution? That's your sustainability challenge for the year. The mayor of Phoenix has given the goal for all of us there in public works is 40% diversion by the year 2020. And it takes time to put that into place. And the green organics or the mulching, that's step two. And we've done recycling, step two. Step three will be things like reduction of waste. So don't buy as much. And that's where HHW comes in, household hazardous waste. So buy only what you need, use all you can.
Any final talking points?
Well, right now around the holidays, we have a lot of material coming in. I think there's about a 25% increase. So we ask people, if you are at home, please recycle what you have. Or after the holidays, the boxes, the paper that's recyclable, you're going to have a lot of that material. Make sure you break everything down and it goes in your blue bin.
Very good. Thank you very much. It's retired City of Phoenix waste recycle expert, Terry Gellenbeck. Thanks for coming out of retirement for today's broadcast.
Thank you.
And Isabella Gutierrez, the Reimagine Information Specialist.
Yes.
That's quite a title.
It's a very interesting title.
Because that's what we have to do. We have to reimagine how we dispose. And it takes a re-education.
Yes.
And that's exactly your specialty?
Yes, it is.
Good luck.
Thank you.